Well, folks, I'm with Susan Luker, and it is time for some great wines here. And I noticed you brought out the whole Sonoma County line for this feature. Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll certainly need some great food to go with this. Susan, tell us about this. This is the Sonoma County line and features four different wines, I believe. Let's go from there.
I like to start with Sauvignon Blanc, though. Sauvignon Blanc, it's blended with a little bit of Viognier and a little bit of Semillon just to kind of, it's really pretty. The Viognier really brightens up the nose, and the Semillon just gives a little bit more richness on the palate. It's primarily from Alexander Valley, but we source from Knights Valley, a little bit from Sonoma Valley as well, a little Russian River, a little Dry Creek. I guess it's like really a true Sonoma County blend.
Indeed, indeed. I think people have a real love for Sauvignon Blanc. They find one or two that they really like, and that is their style. I seem to find that with people. And I think that you can cover a lot of area with all the blending that you've done with this wine.
Yeah, I do think that helps, too. And I think ours tends to be a crowd pleaser for sure. It's my go-to wine.
So from the Sauvignon Blanc, we go to
Chardonnay. So Chardonnay is sourced from the three best appellations for growing Chardonnay in Sonoma County: Carneros, which really has more bright citrus, really pretty; Alexander Valley, which is more a little bit more lush on the palate, a little bit more pear fruit; and then more tropical green apple from Russian River. Again, a little bit more weighty. And so it's nice to have all three appellations to be able to blend it and really bring out all those different essences of fruit.
And we move to my favorite of the Sonoma County line, and that would be the Merlot.
The Merlot. Our Merlot is so delicious. It's
how do you really feel?
I think it's really one of our best wines, and I know Merlot is much maligned, and it's ridiculous. It's such a great wine. It's silky on the palate, but it has this great blackberry nose. Great with food as well, so that's why we have it, right? And it's blended with a little tiny bit of Cab, but it's about 5% Cab, 95% Merlot. So we think ours is a true Merlot.
And a consistent product every year, really is. And it is really kind of a neat thing to be able to take this wine at the price point that it is, and you can put some pretty complex food with this.
Yeah, I think it's just got that right balance of, you know, it's got a little bit of herb, but primarily just fruit and just the silkiness and the weightiness that you get on the palate.
We have one more.
Pinot Noir.
Oh, yes. And again, Simi is known for Pinot Noirs. You're really known for all these different varietals. That's a lot of work for you.
I think we've been making them for so long that somebody...
You can't get rid of them.
Somebody's going to say, well, Simi... You know, Simi, I think under Zelma, Simi was definitely a Chardonnay house. And then when Nick came along, we were a Cabernet house. So Chardonnay, Cabernet. Now we're becoming more of a Burgundy house, maybe. So Pinot and Chard. But we still have our great Cabernet vineyards in Alexander Valley. So it's hard to say what we are. I think we're just
I'm going to say that you are a superstar winery here in Northern California. And it's time for food, which just came to the table. And we're going to enjoy some great wines from Simi Winery. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery. And we're trying to get into a serious mood here, but we cannot do this because we have the Alexander Valley Reserve Cabernet in front of us. And this is a serious wine, folks. It certainly will make you hungry and will make you crave more food. Susan and I are having this as we pop the cork on this. Tell me about this wine, and don't be so serious.
This is a wine to be taken seriously, but you don't have to be serious when you're drinking it, I don't think. This is just a beautiful Cabernet. It's 100% Cabernet. It was in barrel for 36 months, so extended aging in 100% new French. It just gives it a little bit more time in barrel for everything to come together, those tannins to soften and round out. And this one is a really big, soft, lush wine.
It has that Sonoma County, and I don't know if I can really come up with this, but in the middle of the wine, it has that beautiful essence of Cabernet, but it also tastes like Merlot, and it tastes like maybe some Cab Franc, and I don't know what the blend is, but it is what I refer to as the Sonoma County middle of the wine, and it really does a thing for me.
It's got this really, I love the Reserve. I think what it's got is a big mid palate that a lot of other wines just don't have.
You say it a lot better than I do.
But it's just the Cabs have been in the ground for about 35 years, so they've reached a level of maturity where they know how to crop themselves and self-regulate so that they put out just the right amount of fruit. It makes just an incredible wine.
Folks, this is going to have to go with an incredible dish, and maybe two, because Susan has told us that she's not hungry today, but in the first two courses she did very well. So we're moving on now. This is the Alexander Valley Reserve Cabernet from Simi Winery.